with you.
Good morning.
It's so good to have you here at Zoan United Methodist Church, whether you're with us in person or online. It's a great privilege and honor to have you here this morning. If I've not had a chance to get to know you, my name is Brian Lawson. I'm the pastor here. I look forward to both hearing and seeing the story of grace that God is writing in your life. You are here on a very special Sunday. Today is a day that several of our young people will lead us through portions of our worship this morning, and so we're thankful for that. And it's always fun and a unique experience to see how they are experiencing the world and experiencing God in the world. So it's a very great Sunday for you to be here or to be joining us online. In the bulletin, you'll see there's some announcements there. The first is that we do have coffee fellowship after service right back here in Fellowship Hall. We'd love for you to come by and join us, if only for 5 minutes. Your presence would be a joy to us. Also, we do have church council this Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Anyone is welcome to attend that if you'd like. It is at 6 in Fellowship Hall. And I think that's all the announcements I have for you. But do read through the rest, read through the calendar. There's lots of good information there. Friends, why don't we remind ourselves why we exist as a local congregation by saying our mission together.
We are a Jesus people, loving, growing, and serving for the sake of the world.
Gracious God, help us to be fully aware of your presence here this morning. May we open our hearts and minds to receive fully through you. In Jesus' name.
Each new day. God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
We seek his wisdom and his truth for our lives.
In every generation, God calls his people to live with courage and faith.
We listen for his voice and follow your leads.
When the world is uncertain, God's grace gives us strength.
Through Christ, we are given hope, purpose, and direction.
May we encourage one another to walk in the way of Christ.
We give special thanks for our youth as we all continue to grow in our faith
God of grace and God of glory, open our hearts to your presence. Guide us by your word and lead us faithfully in the way of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. If you are willing and able, please stand and join us as we sing God of grace and God of glory.
Whichever you are more comfortable with. And also want to name that in the bulletin you may have seen, there's an insert of the graduates who are connected to us, the people in the congregation. If you like to see that, we will be saying a prayer for them during our prayer time. So friends, we pray with you. Gracious God, thank you for being here with us today, but not just today, in every day, in every moment. We give you thanks for this community of faith, this church. We give you thanks for the people and the views around us, and the opportunity to worship together. God, today you will hear about Scripture, and we give you thanks for those words that we have. Words that guide us, to remind us that we are loved, that guide us when we feel unsure, and words that help us better than we do. Well, we lift up our young people, both leading us in worship today, but also those who are graduating, moving on to a new phase of life. And we ask that as they finish one season and step into another, that they would be aware of your presence with them. God, that you would give them wisdom for choices ahead and courage for things still uncertain. That those who go to college or in the workforce, wherever they may be, God, that you would give them meaningful community. You would surround them with mentors and give them a deep sense that they are never alone. May you remind all of our young people, but also all of us adults, that our worth is not found in grades, awards, jobs, achievements, or whatever people might think about them. But instead, God, that our worth is found in you, as your beloved children. But we know each of us have brought all of ourselves here today. Some of us feeling tired, anxious, confused, overwhelmed. Some of us feeling grief. And you give those who need comfort and peace. Some of us here are facing hard decisions, and we need your guidance. God, for anyone who is here today, who feels far from you, and they know your grace and love that's already reaching out to them. And as a people who bring all of ourselves, may we also not be afraid to share with you that which we carry. So in the next moments of silence, as we silently lift our prayers up to you, may we know, God, that you hear us right from you. Scriptures. May you teach us to continually love like you, to forgive like you, to serve like you, and to trust you, God, more each and every day. Well, we are part of this church, but we are also part of the larger church that is worldwide and has gone on for centuries. So in just a moment, as we join together to say your prayer that you taught us, may we remember that we are part of something much larger than ourselves, and we are called forth to be your people. So God, may you hear our prayer as we join in saying the prayer that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. remain seated for our next hymn.
Last year, I entered middle school, sixth grade, and I was taking many hard classes that I was fairly nervous about. But the class that I was most worried about was not pre-algebra, not science, not history, but art. Good morning. My name is Lydia Lawson, and will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. May you speak through me, if not because of me, inspire me. And may we have the humility and wisdom to receive from you today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So, being the daughter of an artist, you think I wouldn't be worried about an art class. But it wasn't the class, but a situation that happened in it. So, in my art class, I turned in an assignment, and I got a pretty bad grade. I looked over the rubric, and I noticed that it was graded wrong. This was going to affect my grade and GPA greatly. So, I had to do something about it. And my teacher's first impression of me was me telling them that they were wrong. Great first impression, right? But let's rewind a couple days. 3 days prior to this incident, I went to another church group. During that meeting, we read a piece of scripture, one that I had never heard of before. It was Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16, which said, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." At the time, I was like, this is a pretty cool verse. It spoke to me. I liked it. But I didn't realize why I liked it so much. Then, fast forward 3 days, and a scenario came up where I had to talk to my teacher the next day. I was really nervous the night before. I had never track with this teacher, and I hear stories about kids telling them they graded a paper wrong and the teacher giving them detention for accusing. And I was really nervous. But then something happened. Then my dad walked in my room. He sat down next to me on my bed and read a piece of scripture to me. He read Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. He didn't know why I read it 3 days ago. And when I read it, I realized why it spoke to me. It made me feel calm and helped me learn that God is with me everywhere, no matter what. Not in like the creepy kind of stalker way, but in a loving, calming, peace-bringing way. Having this newfound confidence, I was able to negotiate and get my grade fixed, and it all went perfect. This verse spoke to me, and I think it spoke to me because I needed to know some things. The first thing I needed to know was that God loved me from the beginning. In fact, in verse 15, how it says how my frame was not hidden from me when I was made in a secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, you saw my unformed body. This shows how he was there from the start, and that he was with me through everything, and that he will always be with me through everything, just like you. He was with you through everything, and he will be with you through everything. The second thing I needed to know was that my worth is not defined by others' opinions. I am God's creation, and I am not defined by my achievements or appearance. So if my teacher ended up hating me, my worth is not defined by that. This verse describes how we are intricately woven. This verse reminds me of that because it tells me how I'm a creation and not a mistake or an accident. I am God's creation. You aren't a mistake. You aren't an accident. You are God's creation too. The last thing I needed to know was that he sees all the days before me. This gives me comfort. This gives me peace knowing that my life is in his hands regardless of what happens. Reading this verse the night before I went to talk to my teacher made me feel a peace and a calming that God had me covered. But at the same time, this part of the verse also kind of confuses me. I mean, does this mean that God knows everything that is going to happen? Or does it mean that God knows I will be okay and will help me through the day? I think the second option, friends. I think he doesn't have know everything that's going to happen word for word, but he's going to help me through what happens, and he knows I'm going to be okay. He's going to lead me to make the right decisions. So Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16 spoke to me. It gave me comfort and peace. I felt protected. And now I have this verse on my vanity. So before I start every day, hard days or easy ones, I read these verses and reflect. Over the years, I have become a more confident and mentally strong person. And I think it's because this verse reminded me that God is with me no matter what. This verse, Psalm 139, it spoke to me. And so I wonder, friends, what speaks to you?
Of all time, Isaiah 60:22. When the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. To me, this is just a famous biblical passage about patience and exponential growth. But to me, it is the story of my life. I am 16 years old, and to be completely honest, getting to this point hasn't been easy. For a long time, it felt like I was constantly swimming against the current. I have endured my fair share of medical challenges, learning obstacles, and social hurdles over the years. These were moments when I felt like the pieces of my life were scattered everywhere, and I couldn't quite figure out how they were ever supposed to fit together. It's hard to wait when you're struggling, like really hard, and it's hard to have patience when you're wondering when things will finally get better. But this year, everything changed. Life has finally started to come together for me, and I am seeing the beautiful reality of God's perfect timing. After years of searching, I finally received a diagnosis and the right help for one of my biggest medical challenges. That piece of the puzzle alone changed everything for me. But God didn't stop there. The exponential growth promised in that verse truly came alive. Today, I am active in several school activities and sports. And I am surrounded by a wonderful circle of friends. Most importantly, through all the ups and downs, my faith has grown stronger than it ever has been. Looking back, I realized that the difficult years weren't a waste of time. They were preparing me. God wasn't ignoring my prayers. He was just waiting for the perfect moment to make things happen. Isaiah 60:22 is important to me because it is a living reminder we don't need to worry about the timeline of our lives. We just have to trust the one who holds the clock. If you are going through a season of waiting, struggle, or uncertainty right now, I hope my story can encourage you. Hold on, keep the faith, and trust that when the time is right, the Lord will make it happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Evelyn. Thank you, Lydia. It is difficult to get up in front of people. It is even more difficult to get up in front of people and share a favorite scripture or about faith. And it's even more difficult when it's personal. And so thank you both. You did fabulous. We really appreciate that. Scripture, which is the theme for today, if you haven't figured that out, it comforts us. It challenges us. It gives us words when we don't know what to say or how to pray. It reminds us who God is when life has perhaps made you or I forget. The role of Scripture is significant in the lives of those who follow Jesus. Because for us, the Bible is not simply a religious book or a family book that you pass down that's got your family tree in it. It's not a book that we somehow respect from a distance or something that we keep on a shelf or on display. Instead, for us, Scripture is one of the key ways in which God forms us and shapes us. You heard Tate read earlier this verse from 2 Timothy. All Scripture is inspired by God and useful for teaching, for showing mistakes, for correcting, for training character, so that the person who belongs to God can be equipped to do everything that is good. Those, if you actually pull them apart, are powerful claims that Scripture teaches us, trains us, equips us. In other words, it does not just give us information. It is not just facts. Instead, it participates in our transformation as people. And it's important because the truth is, you and I, we don't need one more thing to know. We can Google just about anything. That we live in a world that is overflowing with more videos and more articles and more videos, TikTok videos that we can watch. But information alone, friends, and you know this, does not make me or you or anyone wise. Information alone does not make us loving. It does not make us more patient or courageous, or forgiving, or faithful. We have to do something deeper. We need something deeper with that information. We all need formation. We need our hearts shaped, our imaginations reshaped, our desires filled, our lives recentered. When we're facing moments that are scary or difficult, or when we're trying to figure out our life and what the story of our life is saying, when we read Scripture, we are not just reading ancient stories, although it might feel like that at times. Instead, you and I, we are being invited into God's active story. We read about creation and remember that the world belongs to God. about Abraham and Sarah, and we remember that God calls ordinary people into very extraordinary promises. We read about Moses in the Exodus and remember that God hears the cries of every person who is hurting. We read the Psalms and discover that we can bring our whole selves before God, all of our joy and our anger and our doubt and our grief and our questions, all of it we can bring before God. We read the prophets and we are reminded that worship and justice both belong together. And then we come to the Gospels and we meet Jesus. The Jesus who welcomes sinners, who touches the untouchable, who feeds the hungry, forgives his enemies and everyone else, and tells the truth when it's difficult. Jesus who lays down his life to be resurrected again. And as we return to Scripture again, again, you and I slowly start to see the world different. Because we start to see the world through the life, through the teaching, through death and resurrection of Jesus. This is why Scripture matters. Not because you or I want to win some Bible Bowl trivia or sound religious, or because we can immediately understand everything that we read. No, Scripture matters because through it, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, keeps drawing you and me closer to the heart of God. The goal is not simply for you and I to know what the Bible says. There are a lot of people who know what the Bible says, and I would have no idea when I watch how they treat others. The goal is to become the kind of people that Scripture is forming us to be. People of grace and of mercy, of holiness and courage. People who love God and their neighbor. People who forgive because we have been forgiven. Who serve because we're inspired by the ways in which Christ has served. And many times we make Scripture more complicated than it needs to be. Yes, there are parts of Scripture that require study, and you have to do study well. You need context, and perhaps we need, or I need, a heavy dose of humility when I read it. We should be honest that Scripture can be misunderstood and misused, but we should not let that keep us from opening it. Because Scripture, the Bible, is not just for pastors or scholars. It's for every person. Every person who may be curious. Every person who may be weary. It's for the young person trying to figure out who they are as they face different parts of their life. It's for those of us who are growing older and wondering what faithfulness looks like in this season. For the person who has been in church forever, and the Bible is also for the person who has never believed in their entire lives. Scripture is for every single person. Because God speaks through Scripture, and it is still forming all of us. So perhaps today, an invitation for all of us to consider is to very simply open the Bible. Start somewhere, read slowly, and ask some questions. God, what do you want to show me? What does this teach me about who you are? What does this show me about Jesus? How might this shape the way that I live today? And maybe, like our young people here, like our students today taught us, we pay attention to the verses that stay with us. The words that we keep coming back to. The Scriptures that comfort us, inspire, or challenge us. Because sometimes a verse becomes a favorite verse, not because we chose it, but because God used it to choose us in a particular season. Perhaps That's a word of hope when we are discouraged. Word of courage when we are afraid. So today, as we give thanks for the Bible, for Scripture, we are not just giving thanks for a book that's widely printed. We are giving thanks for the God who still speaks, who still guides, who will still correct us, no matter how hard it might be, who will comfort you and us, and who can and will still form each of us into the image of Christ. So may we be a people who receive Scripture with humility, who read it with hearts that are open, and do not just read and know the Bible, but instead people who really try to live it. May the words of God continue to shape us, all of us, as Jesus people, who are loving, who are growing, and who are serving like Christ, not for ourselves, but for the sake of the world. As we pray with you. Gracious God, I give you thanks for every single young person who has led us today. For their willingness and bravery, they showed to come up here before us. God, may you continue to work in their lives. May they continue to be open to receive through Scriptures, but also through every aspect of their life, the working of your Spirit. And for all of us, God, may what we heard today, may it inspire us. May it inspire us to see that your Scriptures, that the Bible is not just words on a page, but instead, God, it is a tool in your hand. Shape each of us and to guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, if you're able and willing, you stand and sing as we close out worship. Our choir will lead us in the first verse, and then we'll join in. and also who are not afraid to let it change who we are. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.